That's right. Welcome back to Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, Mimi Obonswin is my featured artist today. We're discussing her latest album. It's a collection of instrumentals called Fiddleheads and Ferns. We're discussing all things spring, the magic that this time of year really brings into the air, right? She's going to be joining me back on the line in just a few as we wrap up our discussion today. However, as I was mentioning at the beginning of today's broadcast, I do want to take a quick moment to discuss what I've been up to with the Native Artist Directory. You hear that mentioned at the end of every broadcast, and also a new development as well that I affectionately call Turtle Island Tunes on Full Moon Radio. You can check it out on Live 365. There is an app. And as the name implies, it's all indigenous music 24/7. And there's a whole lot more coming as well. I look at this as an immersive experience for you and your family, because that, in combination with the directory, which has over 800 different Native musicians and links to their websites, this is a great platform to discover the wealth of music that is and has been out there. It's time to elevate that a little bit, and I want to collaborate with you. I was mentioning this during the Christmas special as well. Go check it out for more information. But anyway, I don't want to give too much away. I do want to get right back into the music. But suffice it to say, I think that there's some great potential for radio stations to be kind of the musicians of a band, if you will. And I want to do a lot of great things. I'm looking at you, Randy Henry, up in Chiloquin. I'm talking about Mimi. We've had this kind of inspiring discussion going on. In fact, most of the conversations that I have with my friends and family that I call the Gyno family have been centered around this same kind of idea of a unique place where we can bring our minds together and collaborate in authentic ways. We're able to revisit paradigms, also recharge archetypes, and that's what we're going to do. So stay tuned for more details. In the meantime, once again, check out nativeartistdirectory.com. And you can also, once again, stream 24/7 indigenous music with a whole lot more coming your way. Live 365, that's Turtle Island Tunes on the Full Moon Radio. I want to hear from you. Send me a line. Brett@gynomusic.fm. That's G-A-E-N-O. Looking forward to continuing this conversation as well. So in the meantime, have a whole lot more great tunes coming your way. Before this block is up, Alyssa P's take on Willie Thrasher's Wolves Don't Play by the Rules, and this one from Cody Blackbird. It's their take on The Car Is Just What I Need. To turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
I Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Inside you, babe, fire that no one can tame. When the evening sun goes down, I hear the wind whistle your name. Funny how things change, they always stay the same. There's so many points of view, but there's only one of you. Yes, it's true. I'm over the moon for you. There's a bright star shining in the sky tonight. Over the horizon, keeping a watch. I owe the universe debts that I cannot pay, debts that I will take with me to my grave. No matter what we've been through, I could always count on you. Yes, it's true. I'm over the moon for you. I'm over the moon for you. Yes, it's time. Wanted to tell you, but I was too scared to let go. We don't know what we're looking for or what we'll find. We're all just hoping for some peace of mind. Whether I'm lonely or I'm blue, you always know to do. Yes, it's true. I'm over the moon for you. Yes, it's true. I'm over the moon for you.
Julian Taylor from his award-winning album, The Ridge. You're listening to Gyno. Welcome back. It's Brett Mabee checking in with you one last time. And of course, as always, I feel so inspired after talking with my good friend Mimio Bonswin. What an incredible album of instrumentals. And as you were mentioning, you are not slowing down. You are already kind of gearing up to release more music too, yeah?
Yeah, I think my home and my heart and my head is so full of music right now. It's sometimes overwhelming, but then I take a step back and I feel really grateful to be able to do what I love and to kind of tap into that dream that I always wanted to achieve when I was younger. So yeah, it's been great. So we're just polishing off a double album that's set to be released at towards the end of this year and early next year. It'll be two volumes, so one volume in English and one in French. They're completely different. They're not the same songs translated. So it's a whole whack of songs.
Oh, wow.
But I wanted to do a double album because my last project was a French album. And before that was pretty much just English.
Sure.
And, you know, instead of having to choose which community I wanted to represent, I wanted to really just present myself in a real way, you know, as a Francophone, as an English person, as an Abenaki person, and kind of draw on all these things and who I am, and still satisfying both of my linguistic communities.
Yeah.
So there's a lot at play, and there's a lot at play musically as well.
Well, now you piqued my curiosity. So they're not just the same songs translated. Are they complementary, though? Are they telling a story together? Is that how it should be experienced?
Yeah, I mean, I think the music that I'm creating now is straight from my heart and my experiences and through the lens that I see the world.
Sure.
So maybe that's like a common thread. I struggle a lot with translating songs because I respect the songs too much to turn them into something that they're not. So I like to create unique pieces in different languages. And some of them, I mean, are mixed. They're French and English going back and forth because I often speak like that. So I think we're really just capturing. I think that's what albums do, actually, is capturing the moment in an artist's life.
Yeah.
And maybe this album is just a reflection of that.
Oh, that's beautifully put. Once again, you were mentioning that this is slated for release later in 2022 or even possibly early 23, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So this instrumental album is kind of just like a little taste test, a little appetizer to what's to come, maybe.
Oh, well, I certainly can't wait for that. And what other kind of future plans you have in the works right now?
Yeah, so finally, you know, fingers crossed, but it seems like we're going to be finally able to make this Western Canada tour happen, which was slated to happen in 2020, kept getting pushed back. So those festivals and those gigs are finally coming back. So it'll be my first time performing in British Columbia. I'm looking forward to that and being on the road again, some awesome festivals this summer. And it's just going to feel good to be back to playing live music, which is like something that I love to do.
Oh, yeah.
More than anything. The only difference is I'm going to have to find somebody to water my garden while we're gone or set up some really fancy irrigation system because that's a thing too. It's going pretty big here. So
sure. Do some drip irrigation, then you won't have to worry about it at all.
Capture some rainwater and set up a drip system. I'll keep you posted on that.
Or you could always just hire me to be your gardener, and I'll take care of the homestead while you're out on the road.
Totally, as long as you don't have a fear of worms, because I do love worm composting.
We have our own worms here.
You do?
Yes, yes. Awesome. We're all in the vermiculture, so no problems. I'll get you my references. I'll get you my application, and hire me as your gardener.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I
love this. Mimi, as always, it's such a pleasure to get caught up with you, and I absolutely 100% agree. We need to do this in person. One last question. Where can people find you and your amazing art at?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you. And I do feel always so inspired to learn, and I just feel like we've been friends for a long time, even though we've only ever really chatted on the phone. I feel like you know, there's a strong bond here. So I'm really looking forward to being able to spend more time with you and to learn more about your worm farm. people can always find me at mimi.ca. That's my website. So mimi.ca. And I mean, I'm on most of the social networks and all that, but that's probably the easiest place to find me, mimi.ca.
Congratulations on a fantastic new album. Thank you so much again, and best of luck to you in the tour. I'm keeping my fingers crossed as well, and I definitely have to make my way up to your neck of the woods here soon, too.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. And again, thank you so much for all that you do in our beautiful community, for elevating the voice of our creators and our artists and our storytellers. You are an amazing human, and I think we need more of you in the world. So thanks for all the hard work you do, and thanks for having me again.
This is Mimi Obonsuin, and you're listening to Guy Note with Brett Mabee.
Thank you. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.